Healthspadia is compensated for commercial and nonprofit appearances. The opinion of the hosts, callers, and guests on this program are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
On New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady, and as the song says, I am back and happy to be back. We have a big Friday ahead and a lot to get to, but Eric, there were so many things I wanted to start with this morning. Then I'm looking at the note that I know you're going to be talking about this more in detail at 6:30, but I have to bring it up. So the Gina LaPlaca, who is the Lumberton council member, she's not the mayor anymore?
They have the system where the council elects a mayor.
Oh, so it's rotating.
Rotating.
So she was the mayor,
yep.
But she's still serving on council.
For a little while longer,
And won her primary.
No, she lost her primary.
Oh, she lost, right.
By 3-1.
She got
trounced.
So she has a court date. Because this was stemming from the case that she was arrested for drunk driving in the video we all saw with her coming out of the car, the kids in the car, right? Disaster.
It was kind of unrelated to that. She also got stopped recently and was cited for driving with a suspended license, which she said was a mistake. Doesn't matter. Still has to be adjudicated in court. And the court day was yesterday.
Now, funny, because the other thing going on yesterday was the New York Knicks parade. So she decided to go to the parade and skip court. So what are the repercussions of that? Like what?
I don't know. You know, here's the thing. The judge did not issue a bench warrant for her.
He could have.
He could have.
Right?
Yep, he absolutely could have. But did log it as a failure to appear. You go back to the arrest for DWI with her child in the car. She was initially denied pretrial intervention. Then apparently somebody made a couple of phone calls and she was granted PTI. Under the conditions of the PTI, to avoid jail time, she agreed to inpatient alcohol treatment, regular AA meetings, and there may be other conditions that we don't know about that were set by the judge. Now, her estranged husband claims she is no longer sober. And I said to Dan Alexander yesterday, because surprisingly, she's actually still friends with me on Facebook.
Really?
Yeah. So I started seeing pictures of her in my news feed yesterday morning, where she was on her way to the parade. She was in her Knicks jersey. Then she was posting pictures of herself at the parade. And I said to Dan, I said, that's a little odd that, you know, she's heading into the parade.
Court today.
Right. Well, then we find out later she was due in court. So our friend David Wildstein at NJ Globe texts her and says, hey, what are you doing?
Right.
You're supposed to be in court. And she responded, that's news to me.
Really?
Yeah.
So the judge knew, the lawyers knew.
The media knew. Everybody knew.
You knew.
Apparently, Gina.
Even I know. I barely pay attention. So what are the ramifications of that, though? Legally speaking, does it matter? And if it doesn't matter, what good is it having these rules?
Well, here's where it matters. And, you know, again, I'm not a lawyer, but if you violate the terms of your pretrial intervention, which basically avoided jail time, there is the presumption on the charges that she pled guilty to, connected to drunk driving with a child in the car, that there is jail time involved. So the worst case scenario is she could potentially have violated her PTI, can be yanked out of that program, and then can be sentenced for the charges she pled guilty to.
So they could undo the non-jail sentence and say, sorry, you broke the rules.
Well, that's the condition of PTI. So if you are,
which is pretrial intervention, which is how people avoid jail.
Correct. The judge basically says, all right, you've pled guilty. You're guilty of these charges. We are going to suspend your jail sentence in favor of PTI, and you will not have to report to jail if you abide by the terms set in your PTI agreement. If she has violated those terms, the judge is certainly within his rights to kick her out of pretrial intervention and move to sentencing on the charges she pled guilty to. That's a separate...
Because you have to plead guilty in order to get PTI.
Correct. So it's a diversion. It's right. a diversion. Yep, you don't go to jail. You basically... And in her case, since alcohol was involved, part of the pretrial intervention was regular AA meeting attendance, inpatient treatment, and there were other conditions set as well. If it's true, what her estranged husband says, that she is no longer sober, that also has a potential ramification. That's a separate issue from what happened yesterday, because this was a whole different case, driving with a suspended license. And, you know, the judge kind of went easy on her, because typically if you fail to appear, the judge issues a bench warrant, which means they won't actively go get you and arrest you in most
cases.
But
if you get pulled over.
But if you get pulled over, or they see they can take you into custody and jail you and put you in front of the judge. And in most cases, the judge will scold you. But there's so many moving parts in the Gina LaPlaca saga that it's hard to keep track of it sometimes.
I mean, I got to be honest. I think there's a reality show in the making here.
Or a book or a made-for-TV movie. That's something your movie company wants to pick up on?
Right.
And who would play Gina LaPlaca?
Who would play Gina? Gina LaPlaca, former mayor in Lumberton, current councilwoman. But now that she lost her primary, she'll be out at the end of this cycle. But what do you think? Is the Knicks championship parade a good enough excuse to skip court? Is she going to make herself a folk hero? Or do you think perhaps the former mayor should be jailed? What do you think? Have you ever skipped court? And is that a good reason? 1-800-283-101.5, 615, fast traffic, instant weather.
Listen live anywhere in New Jersey. Stream New Jersey 101.5 at NewJersey1015.com or on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Jersey's news, talk, and weather. Always with you. Powered by Hackensack Meridian Health.
New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you. Go 10 o'clock this morning, talking Jersey. Taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. So we're talking about, first of all, let me ask you, Jill, what was the situation? Was that 73 or 295 this morning?
Yeah, you should be asking Kathy right here, because she was
good
in
morning.
It.
You were driving in that.
Yeah.
So what happened? Car flipped over?
I wasn't driving, and I was parked.
Got it. Was this it was 295 by the 73 exit?
It's still there at Rancocas Woods.
Let me just paint the picture. Normally, there's barely any traffic when all of us drive to work. I'm driving along, and I'm like, I see brake lights. I'm like, uh-oh. And then it was all three lanes. I'm like, okay, there's something going
on. Where'd you hit it?
Just after I passed exit 40, which is Mount Holly, or Route 38. Mm-hmm. So, yes, Jill, what you texted me is absolutely correct, like coming up on exit 43, I guess, for Rancocas. But so I noticed, first, all three lanes were blocked, and then people were starting to shift to the left lane. And then so I shifted to the left lane, and it was just bumper to bumper for a good 10, 15 minutes. And then when we got past it, I was trying to figure out why are we stopped. I saw a lot of, like, emergency vehicles, but in the lane, I guess, where they had cones. It was there for a while. They had legit traffic cones set up. Mm-hmm. I thought it was construction. And then there's a big spot on the road, like oil or something, or I don't know, you know. Jill said it was a car that was flipped over. The car was gone. Everything was gone. But there was guys with brooms, like, sweeping stuff up.
What happened? It got flipped over?
You're tired in the morning. It's got to be, because the conditions are dry as can be. I'm looking at the live cameras right now. They just pulled out of there, so everything's clear. It's like, you can see the junk on the shoulder, but it's all, the traffic's moving fine.
I sent a group text. Good morning, everybody. So I'm sitting in bumper to bumper traffic. And
yesterday it was Thomas.
Now, you know.
Yeah, well, it comes in threes.
Yeah, so. Oh, no, don't say that.
So that tells me my ride to New York today, I'm going to have to leave extra early.
Or no, because that doesn't affect this. It would have to be our team.
So maybe it'll be Monday.
So next week, one of us will be delayed.
One of us will be late.
Oh, my gosh.
But I wasn't late.
No, you weren't. You were actually almost on time.
Metal.
I would say 5 minutes past.
Yeah.
Usually I pull in your part.
Even Thomas, like he went. Yeah. hit a deer, went back, switched cars.
Got in.
I made up time. Like, you know how when you're on a plane and you're delayed and then the pilot comes on and says, okay, we're going to make up the lost time. Like, well, why can't they fly faster anyway?
Fly faster. Exactly. You made up for lost time. All right. So were you stuck in that mess this morning? And what's it like where you are driving on this Friday?
Juneteenth.
A
lot of people are off today.
The government offices are closed. I find it a ridiculous holiday because it is not, in my opinion, intended to celebrate anything. It's intended to make people guilty about America's past. So I won't acknowledge this holiday. But if you are off today, good on you. Take it. Take the 3-day weekend, right? I mean, you may as well. But how's the traffic where you are? Are you stuck in any nonsense? I'm looking for an update specifically on the parkway and the turnpike because I have to be out there in about 3 hours.
Really, it's all about
1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 626 is the time. Eric Scott with your news now. 6:38 on New Jersey, 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you till 10 o'clock this morning. Talking Jersey, taking your calls. 1-800-283-101.5. Eric, so Tom Kane is going to be back at work.
Well, that's what they say.
Now, who's saying it? Did he say it? Did he call the press? Is he in touch?
It was his political advisor who basically said after he's missed 135 votes, he will return to the House on June 23rd for 3 days of voting, which are scheduled before Congress starts to take its break for the 4th of July holiday.
Nice timing.
Yeah, right.
Man, I wish I had that schedule. That's pretty good deal. Do we know? We still have no idea why he's been out. Now, how many months? When did this start? It's got to be 4 months by now,
March,
April, May. Now we're in June. I mean, almost 4 months.
Yeah.
No word on what happened. I mean, did he have a heart attack? Does he have cancer? Like
nobody knows. Now,
what takes you out for that amount of time?
He did tell David Wildstein at the Globe that he will fully disclose everything when he comes back. Now, I don't know what that means. He said he's nearing a full recovery, that his illness is not chronic, and it will not affect his cognitive ability, which, I mean, that whittles it down a little bit, but we don't know. And, I mean, we've had this conversation both on air and off air about whether we're really entitled to know what malady he was suffering from. And I'm of the mind is that, no, we don't necessarily have the right to know. We do have the right to know it if it affects your ability to represent the district that elected you. And that's why I think, you know, and Wildstein and I talked about this, you know, both on my show Jersey thing and also off, you know, we've communicating about that is that, you know, what the questions we want to ask is it chronic? Can it come back? Is it something you have to live with? And will it affect your cognitive ability? Those are two very legitimate questions to the voters that are now being asked to decide whether he deserves a third term in Congress.
What are the polls saying? Has anybody
polls are saying he's trailing. I mean, his Democratic challenger has an early lead, and you know Democrats are targeting this, and we've started to see now, you know, some digital advertising is being run by Democrats, basically saying, you know, he can't show up for work, but he can continue to trade his stocks.
That was an interesting accusation. Yeah. I am curious about that. I've talked about this before on multiple platforms. Why members of Congress that vote on spending bills that could directly affect the price of the value of certain companies? Certainly, when it comes to the defense industry, the auto industry. I mean,
energy
the oil
industry.
Right. Why they are allowed to trade stocks is beyond me. How it's not all put into a blind trust that you would have no idea if you are an owner or not. I mean, my understanding is that's how they treat the president, that it goes into a blind trust. But I don't know. I don't think that's the case either.
Well, but we've seen, you know, the presidents, including this current president, Trump, have been able to get around that.
He's making money hand over fist.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, he has been accused of market manipulation. And it's hard to argue that, you know, his comments on the Iran war have not moved the market in large percentages. You know, you can make an argument on either side of that. I mean, anything a president does can potentially impact, you know, global markets. But the simple answer to your question is, I don't know why they're not required to be in a blind trust, because they would have to agree to do that
they
with legislation.
They would have to vote on it, right.
Yeah, they're the ones who would have to vote on it. You can't do that by executive order. It has to be a law that is passed by the Congress. And just look at the number of congressional members that have made a fortune market while they've been in office.
$170,000 a year, plus or minus, right. And they walk out with a $25 million net worth. I mean,
right.
Nancy Pelosi is worth, what, $75 million, something like that?
Yeah.
Trump's kid is now worth $150 million, just Barron alone. I mean, it's beyond comprehension that this is still allowed. And, you know, what makes me angry is then they dump all over this that Army specialist, the guy who bet on Polymarket, bet on whether or not they were going to be successful taking out Maduro. And I'm like, it's stuff like that you're going to come down on a ton of bricks on this one guy who, by the way, was betting on himself to be successful. much like I've argued that Pete Rose was betting to win. Say what you will. There's a big difference between throwing a game and betting that, hey, I'm the best. Right. I'm going to bet on myself. Meanwhile, politicians are trading stocks knowing that they are involved. I mean, I guess you could argue that Tom Kaine was doing it right, because he was trading stocks but not showing up to work and voting.
Well.
So clearly Congressman Kaine was not manipulating any markets.
Right.
Unbelievable. So that's the question I want to throw out to you. Do you think it's time that we rein in these politicians? I understand why people want term limits, but I don't support legislated term limits because you have an election process. I get it. Gerrymandering is horrible, but the courts are now striking down a lot of these ridiculous districts. So we're turning the corner. If you combined voter ID and a national re-registration where you had to show that you were a citizen of this country before you could register to vote, everybody re-registers, and you had to go to the clerk and do it yourself. Otherwise, you couldn't vote. Number one, the number of registered voters would likely go down. Number two, you would have people who were conscious about the process wanting to vote. Number three, if you banned politicians from making any money outside of the salary that they are earning, you would have immediate term limits. Half of Congress would resign tomorrow. So the question is, how can we get that job done? Do you think it is rigged against us? Is it unfair? And have you decided that, you know what, I'm just, check please, I'm not even voting anymore because it doesn't matter. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 6:45 is the time. Traffic on the next.
New Jersey 101.5. Great New Jerseyans talking Jersey stuff. Jump in anytime. Call. App chat. Be a part of it. New Jersey 101.5.
All right. We are live on YouTube, and we've got some interesting camera angles to share with you this morning. Sometimes the studio goes a little off the rails. Anyway, I want to wrap this up. I wanted to vent that I think it's so outrageous to me that you've got members of Congress, the president, etc., all of them, everyone getting richer and richer and richer. And, you know, they're the ones making the decisions. And I, you know, I've said this, that as much as I support our ally Israel, I think that, A, the way this war was prosecuted was not in the interest of the American people. B, now Israel is left with the short stick. I mean, they got, in my opinion, burned by this whole thing. Acting like Israel is wrong to go after Hezbollah. Nothing's changed, guys. The terrorists are still running rampant. You've still got the Revolutionary Guard in. We can't figure it out. Either they're negotiating an end to their nuclear program or the nuclear program is already destroyed. So what are we actually negotiating? I think we are getting not just mixed signals out of the White House, but it doesn't make any sense. The Strait of Hormuz was open before the war, so we're back to where we were. And I'll tell you another thing. The problem with this whole battle over the Middle East is that you are subject to international oil pricing, which is absurd. We should be energy independent. We should be drilling in Anwar. We should be drilling off all of our coasts. It's, you're not going to see it. You're not going to see it. And the idea that we have this vast supply of fossil fuels that we don't tap into, and if we do tap into it, we're not having it reflect pricing, makes no sense. Makes no sense. Where are the billions of barrels that we supposedly got from Venezuela? Why am I still paying the highest price I can imagine to fill up my tank? And you know, meanwhile, the oil companies are getting filthy, filthy rich. And you wonder why young people are voting for communists like Mamdani. Well, that's why, because the system is rigged against the average person. How are you going to dig out from under mountains and mountains of debt? How many of your kids and how many of you that graduated college in the last 5 years are sitting on a six-figure amount of debt and a job that barely pays the minimum payments? This is the problem. Go try to buy anything today. Look at the cost of a new home in this state. Look at the cost of filling up your tank. Look at I got my electric bill, $800. And I'm happy it wasn't 1,000. It was more last year. So it's completely gotten away from us. And meanwhile, while we are all struggling to pay the bills, do the job, you know, it's not by accident that I work 7 days. I'm pushing hard because otherwise I'll be working into my 80s if I live that long. And so will you. Meanwhile, the president and his family getting filthy rich, richer and richer every day. Members of Congress are what? They are enriching themselves by trading stocks that they're also then voting. How does Nancy Pelosi end up with $70, $80 million of net worth? Something has to give. And, you know, you got the only way out is to start voting smarter and holding these guys accountable. So I don't know about you, but I am sick of it. I'm sick of the grift. I'm sick of the fact that every time you turn around, it's another crooked politician making money and sending your kids into battle and on the take. It something has to break. 1-800-283-101.5. Are you with me on that, or do you think things are just fine? 1-800-283-101.5, 656. Eric Scott with the news next.
Open phones, real opinions. This is New Jersey's Conversation. Call 800-283-101.5 or connect with us on the New Jersey 101.5 app.
7:09 on New Jersey 101.5. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. All right, Regis, John, hang in there. I'm going to get to you in a second. Eric, what are you hearing from your political sources on this deal with Iran? I am hearing increasing frustration that we're not sure how we got into this mess. And it almost is feeling like Iran got the upper hand. I mean, I realize that they're decimated, hundreds of billions in devastation. But, you know, you're dealing with a regime that doesn't live the way we live. They don't follow right. our same values. Right. They live in a cave
yeah.
for 50 years. And it's a totally different mindset. And, you know, and I know the vice president yesterday said that none of the $300 billion would come from American taxpayers, but really that's not true. I call BS on that because any of the nations that are involved are getting foreign aid.
It's not a direct link. It isn't a direct link, but yes, there is a trickle-down effect for, right? You know, nations that get aid. I think the bottom line is this. And you have to look at what the president said at the start of this war. And what he said through the war is that this was about Iran's nuclear program and making sure that they were surrendering their enriched uranium and that their ability to create a nuclear weapon was destroyed. And I think when you look at this deal, you have to acknowledge that that has not happened. And the because that's the one thing that hasn't been decided
yet. It's not in the memorandum.
It is not in the memorandum.
We're going to schedule another meeting.
And then they canceled the meeting. Yeah. So if that was your number one goal, and you said it was, that was the stated goal,
yep,
in addition to regime change, which also didn't happen, then the war was a failure. And I don't know how, this comes from a lot of Republican political sources, is that this is a bad deal for America.
Well, it doesn't feel like a deal. The estimates on what we spent going after them, somewhere around $90 to $100 billion.
Yeah.
We lost, 13 service members, right? I think that was the number. It was more than a dozen. What I don't like is all the bluster and the we decimated, we decapitated, we destroyed, they don't have a military. Well, if all that's true, we didn't need a deal or a memorandum to open the strait. If the powerful United States Navy is on scene and we've decimated their Navy, well, there should have been no issue whatsoever. But I talked to a law enforcement guy a couple days ago, former Special Forces and FBI counterterrorism. Mm-hmm. And he said, and I didn't know this, that the Navy recently decommissioned a whole fleet of minesweepers, which I didn't know about.
Due to what, age?
Yeah, aged out. They decided, all right, these are not the ships we can use. And I'm like, well, that was interesting timing. And now you've got, and I don't say that as a conspiracy theory. I say that as a, wow, you didn't know the timing of decommissioning the minesweepers to the point where now we know the Strait of Hormuz is filled with mines. The logic escapes me, and it's incredibly frustrating.
This whole ordeal has been incredibly frustrating, and it doesn't. It's interesting because I think I told you I've been watching the new Tom Hanks documentary on World War II, and the episode we watched last night was about FDR's phrase unconditional surrender, that we will settle for nothing else than unconditional surrender. And when I talk to some of my friends in the military and that, they have said the same thing, is that should be the goal. If the United States gets involved in some type of conflict or war, there should be no alternative other than unconditional surrender. And this is not what we have seen in Iran. It certainly isn't what we saw in Iraq or in Afghanistan or anything. You almost get into these conflicts not with the idea that we are going to win unconditionally. It's that, we've got to get something in exchange for no longer pursuing a military solution.
Or nothing. If you look at Afghanistan, the Taliban's back in charge, and all of that bluster about, we've empowered all these women to be able to vote for the first time. Well, culturally, they didn't want it. And you gave them something they didn't want or need and could not make good use of. And how many Americans paid a price with their life over two decades of war?
But as you and I talked about, was it earlier this week or last week, how can somebody want something that they can't even conceptualize? You mentioned in Iran, they were living in caves for 50 years. They don't even understand the concept of freedom. It is an abstract thing. It's not ingrained in their culture. It's not ingrained in their society. They've never experienced it. How can they possibly say they want it when they don't have any ability to conceptualize what that means? They don't know what that means.
That's right. And certainly in Afghanistan, you could make an argument that the mullahs and the Islamists took over in Tehran, and they literally reverted back to the Stone Age. I mean, Tehran was a hopping hot spot in the 1960s and 70s.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was a tourist destination.
So, they destroy good things. But for us, we were sold remember early on, it wasn't just that we were going to stop them from having a nuclear weapon. It was the president said on numerous occasions that we were not going to actively be involved in regime change. We were going to open the door for the Iranian people to rise up. Well, I said this on day five of the war. I'm like, how do you expect that to happen? These people have been enslaved, butchered, persecuted, and are unarmed. How are they going to rise up against an armed, militant
Revolutionary Guard group that will kill a child for sport.
And if that's really what you wanted, you should have armed them. Because they had, first of all, they're terrified of the government and the military.
With
They've
good reason.
Seen what happens
That's right.
if you resist or even try to protest. And now you expect them to rise up and become combatants with what? Knives and pitchforks?
It's nuts. Rocks. So, all right, guys, hang in there, Regis. I want to get to you because I'd like to have that conversation about why we are not completely energy independent. We should be. We should be only in an export mode, and our taxpayers should benefit from this the way that they benefit in states like Alaska. This should be a national issue. I've talked about this, how New Jersey should be the prime exporter for natural gas. It all flows through us on the pipelines. We ought to be building more. I mean, there's so many things that we're missing. But meanwhile, your members of Congress are trading stocks and getting rich. The president and his family, they're trading and buying and building businesses, and everybody's getting rich. But the rest of us have to pay the bill. All right, Regis, John, hanging up right back. Everybody else, 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. 717 is the time. Traffic on weather next.
Start your day with Bill Spadia. Keep it going with Judy and EJ. Ride home with Dubinsky and more. We're New Jersey 101.5.
All right, it's Friday. We have a lot to get to, but I want to close up this conversation about what's going on overseas and the absurdity of the mixed messaging. I don't know. Am I alone that it's so absolutely aggravating that these politicians are enriching themselves on our backs? And it is madness. I read a note from General Flynn, General Mike Flynn, posting this morning that he's like, people are the participation level in this country has gotten to almost an all-time low. And there's a frustration with the integrity of our elections. Like they went after, we were talking earlier, they went after Maduro. They got him in custody. They sacked him. And we were told that Venezuela played a role in the corruption in the 2020 election. So where's that investigation? Nothing. You don't hear anything. Watch. Tom Kaine's going to come back. There'll be no more questions because the Republicans will want you to not talk about it because they're like, no, we just need that vote. So we're undermining our own system. Let's go to John in Monroe. Morning, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, Bill. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. Appreciate it. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. Right back at you. Appreciate that, John. I'm looking forward to it. The kids surprised us, and I'll be talking about that a little bit later with the ladies after 9 o'clock. But we are headed into a really, really fantastic weekend. Thanks for saying that.
Yes, we are. Thank you. Listen, I'm going to be 76 August 16th.
Yep.
And we grew up, I'm one of 14 kids, okay? I'm number 12 out of 14. And
14
our parents
kids.
Told us, yes, I'm number 12. I was a twin.
Wow.
And my parents told us that the Democrats are for the working people.
Yep.
And we believe that. We took that hook, line, and sinker. And, no longer we don't vote Democratic no more, even Republican. They're all friggin' crooked. All these bastards are crooked. Sorry I said that.
No, I can't disagree with you, John. I mean, I said, look, it goes back to Kennedy Democrats. I mean, when Democrats were normal, I think John Kennedy truly spoke for real people. It's why he was beloved. And, you know, he was not putting up with all the deep state nonsense that was well underway because of the tensions with the Soviet Union, and you know, and they killed him. I mean, so it's frustrating. Like the Democrats were even kind of normal under Bill Clinton, and then Obama comes, and all of a sudden now, where we had no racial tensions in so many cities and areas, all of a sudden it was a black and white thing. I mean,
right,
we elected a black president and we got racism. It's unbelievable, which is why I don't recognize this holiday. It's not because it had nothing to do with celebrating the end of slavery. This was a political move because Black Lives Matter were rioting and burning our cities. So the cowardly politician said, OK, we accept all of our white guilt going back to the founding of the country and pay no mind to the fact that America eliminated slavery and half the world still enslaves people. Like, it's so absurd. So this is a very, it's an assault on our culture, this absurd holiday, which is why I always work on Juneteenth, because it is an insult and a slap in the face, and it shows that the cultural war that was pushed from the start of the Ferguson incident, when we had a police officer doing his job, putting down a would-be cop killer, and we turned it into white cops hate black people. I mean, it absolute madness. The whole narrative is false, and it's disgusting, and I'm sick of it. And meanwhile, you've got politicians who are enriching themselves while they cower to the mob. Right?
Yes. Hey, Bill, in 1970, I was 20 years old.
Yeah.
And we were taught from our parents, tell the truth, be honest, work hard. That's how you get ahead. I bought my first house, $9,500.
Wow.
When I went, I borrowed money from my mother for a deposit, and I had to pay her back with interest. I had to sign an IOU note, which I found last week.
I
paid her back. I went to the bank in Saville to get a loan, and the bank president said, you don't make enough money. How are you going to pay this back? And I said, sir, I have a pickup truck, and I pick up scrap that people put out at the curb, and I make extra money that way. He goes, I like that. He said, let me present it to the board. He called me a week or two later, come and pick up your check for, I think it was $7,500.
John,
so I turned around.
I love that story. That's it. We've lost that way in this country. We don't have that kind of determination anymore. Some young people have it. I'll have a very special Blue Friday coming up after the 8:30 news, so stay tuned for that, because there are some great young people in this country that are standing up, but we need more of them. John, thank you. Happy Father's Day. Appreciate the call. 728, Eric Scott with your news. And 7:38 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, Joe, you have a new take on Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, the tradition.
It's Divorced Mom's Mother's Day?
Divorced Mom's Mother's Day. So, yeah. Especially if, unfortunately, you lost your dad, you know, like most of my friends my age.
And yeah.
So, yeah, we're like, hey, this is the...
It's party day. That's it. What are you doing?
Mother's Day is exhausting for moms, you know? Like, it's like, it's not really ever...
So what do you do?
We hit the beach. You know, we're gonna do some rooftop bars probably around the Belmar area. I want to go to 16th Ave Burrito. Is that what it's called?
Where's that?
Oh, in Belmar, they have these burritos that are like swaddled babies. They're just so massive. Yeah. 10th Avenue Burrito? Yeah, I think it's 10th Avenue.
Is it 10th Avenue Burrito?
Yeah, because it's like the Bruce song.
I think I've heard. Somebody called in to tell us about
that. Right by the train station. Yeah.
So you got a great weekend planned.
Yeah, and I got to go to a wedding up near Scranton, so it's gonna be pretty busy.
How about you, Eric? Big plans?
No, and I am thrilled about it. I'll see my youngest son on Sunday. My oldest son isn't coming back until August, and I think we're probably going to order in, and I'm going to open a bottle of Angel's Envy at the Tiki Bar. We're going to put the TV on and sit and talk and. Just do nothing. I that's what I want. I don't need anything. I don't need gifts. I don't need cards. I don't need to cook. I don't need to do, I want to do nothing on Sunday.
Yeah. What are you going to eat?
I don't know. We'll order something in.
Yeah.
We might even get pizza or cheesesteaks. I
picked up ribs at the Amish market yesterday because everybody's home. So it's Charlie the Butcher is surprised.
Wow, so you have both the kids home.
Yeah,
for Father's
Day. Michael's here with his girlfriend Allie, who we love. Fantastic. Just what a great fit in the group. So there's seven of us with Jody's mom.
Oh, that's awesome.
Charlie and E. Yeah, it's great. So we are headed out. So I took off. I have the show tomorrow morning. I've got two shows tonight, show tomorrow morning. So I leave New York, and then I am actually off when I get home at 11:30 tomorrow. Through Monday night.
Wow.
I have to start thinking about
coming. Because I'm in for you on Monday, which is great because that means I don't have to go to bed so early on Sunday. Because I can, when I'm in for you, I can sleep in like an hour and a half.
You get like an extra hour.
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah, right?
That's it. When do you start taking Mondays off again?
July. So the first Monday in July, and then I won't work Mondays the month of July or August.
That's a good deal.
And Sandra's off on Fridays. So that gives us a good... You know, like
yeah, and you're back at 10:00, 10:15
Yeah, yeah. So that's perfect on Friday.
That is that. That's a great summer schedule.
I love it, and it's more people should do that, especially in the summertime. And I used to take Fridays off, and then I was like, well, that's stupid because I want the weekend.
If you're not working the second job, like for me, Friday, I love Friday because you are done. So I don't schedule now different because I'm doing the Newsmax show at night. But I would, when I was off at 10, I would try not to schedule anything.
At which is what I do on Fridays. I try not to schedule anything on Friday.
It feels like a 3-day weekend.
Yeah, and it feels like, I might have some things I have to do on Mondays, and that's fine because at least I know I don't have to get up at 2 o'clock.
Right.
You know,
which is, again, the middle of the night.
Right. So even if I have something to do on Monday with one of my other ventures, it's going to be relatively short, and it's going to be either later in the morning or at a time where I still feel like I have the day off.
Right. So it's still going to feel like a down day. Now, I know one thing we're going to do on Sunday is tune into our friend Ron Urban, who joins me now. What's going on, Ron? You got a new show coming out. What time
on
Sunday?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, man.
Our last show was great. We kicked some butt. This week we're going to be talking a little bit of little politics about how useless the new Green Deal was for the people. We're also going to touch base a little bit how seniors get ripped off and what they should and shouldn't do. And then a little bit about some commercial incentives and energy stuff
what,
for your
what
business.
So what time is the show, Ron? 7 o'clock?
This week it's 7:30 to 8.
7:30 to 8 on this station, New Jersey 101.5. And now, are you do you come in for it in that this new studio?
We have. You know, we also just built you guys a brand new podcasting station, something cool. You know, when people don't understand, solar is the worst name for my company. We design and build commercial buildings, all kinds of fit ups and things like that. We one company. We do everything electric. Design, architectural. If someone's going to put an addition somewhere, they don't have to wait weeks and weeks for the architect to design it. We do it in-house. We do everything and build it out. And it's with all energy efficiencies. Sometimes we get all your money back. It's pretty cool stuff what we do.
And they can find out, what's the website you want people to go to?
So, by the way, if someone wants to join us, if they have some kind of energy-efficient product or they've got an energy-efficient business, they could join us at theenergyshowradio.com. That's theenergyshowradio.com. If they got comments, they could go on there, too. We'll answer everybody and everything. It's no BS. It's all good stuff.
I love it. All right, Ron Urban, theenergyshowradio.com. Tune in 7:30 on Sunday morning right here at NJ 101.5. All right. Awesome, Ron. Have a great show this weekend.
Thank
Happy
you.
Father's Day. Enjoy.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Yeah, thanks. Enjoy your weekend. Appreciate you. All right. It is 7:43. So what are you guys doing this weekend? Where is your go-to spot? And Father's Day has always felt to me like very different than Mother's Day. And, you know, Mother's Day kind of feels more like a holiday. Father's Day, I don't know. We don't do much, but this year, because this ridiculous holiday today, my son ended up with a 3-day weekend. So he and his girlfriend flew out here, and he and Allie are with us now for the weekend. Nobody's going back until Monday, which is great. Charlie surprised Jody coming in. We all knew about it, and it was it's hard to pull off a surprise these days with the internet and everything else that's going on. And somehow I kept this quiet for, we knew about it for about 6 weeks. Unbelievable. Anyway, I'm giving myself a little credit for not breaking the secret. It is 7:44. What do you got going on for this Father's Day weekend? 1-800-283-101.5. Plug your event or a local restaurant or a local place where you bought the ribs that you're going to grill this weekend. 1-800-283-101.5, 744, fast traffic, instant weather next.
New Jersey 101.5 severe weather alerts deliver fast, accurate, critical updates from Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero and the New Jersey 101.5 weather team. Powered by Earth Treasures Jewelers, Ultimate Collision, and Meyer and DePew.
That laughter in the background is Jill Myra. Jill, are you laughing about this picture?
Yes.
So let me tell the backstory. You can't make this up. So first of all, the kids are all home. So we're having a great weekend. Charlie the Butcher surprised Jody. There is video.
Oh, it's so nice.
She had no idea. I kept it secret.
Oh,
can you believe it? For like a month and a half, I've known.
A house full of this.
How many times do you think I slipped and had to recover?
Oh, I bet.
It was embarrassing.
I bet.
And Elizabeth's been home for a week because she's working in New York.
And you kept this.
And I slipped a couple times and she's looking at me like, don't blow this, Dad. Like, don't. Like, what's wrong with you? Anyway, so Elizabeth, on one of her missions.
Yes.
She took a hold of my phone. She's like, what is wrong with your Instagram?
This is why we have the Gen Z children.
Right? So she cleaned up my Instagram. She's can't collaborate with every person that asks you to collaborate.
Yeah, we don't know from the collaborating. That is a new thing for me, too.
I just accept. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's great. Sure. Here's the thing. So Barrett Media, and I've done some good interviews with them. I must have upset somebody. So Barrett Media asks me to collaborate. I just sent it to E. Should I collaborate? Should I accept this? It is a picture of me. I'm going to hold it up. Kathy, if you would switch the camera. If you're watching on YouTube right now.
You look like El Chapo.
I do. This is my El Chapo. Well, El Chapo in 20 years. Like this. Yeah. This is like what I'm going to look like at like 88.
Hold it
Estoy hablando de Nuevo Jersey.
Closer.
Hola, me llamo Bill Spadina.
That's good.
Is that good? Can you say it?
Yeah.
So this is now for...
It's a little bit blurry, can't appreciate how old you look.
Hold on.
Let me see.
It's just...
Should I just accept the collaboration because it's so dumb?
Wait. No, move it back because I think because it's so close.
All right, we're moving it back.
Is there a mustache? You have a mustache? And they made you 90.
I look 90 years. Look at the wrinkles. Look how wrinkly I am.
Right? No, move it back about a foot. Move it closer to your face because what's happening is the camera is giving you like a nice
fit. It looks like Telemundo.
We're doing a side by side now. This is the side by side.
Unfortunately, on the YouTube feed,
you can't really see it.
But it's giving you like, you know, when you filter your face
what I might
so
do?
It looks you have no wrinkles.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Nice.
Mm. I'm going to screenshot it and I'm going to share it and tag them.
You have to.
And be like, really, guys? Like, are you kidding me? It was an honor. They're like, hey, on this date a year ago, I announced I was running for governor. Aww. That's why they did it. But this is why we can't have nice things. Like, this is the
so
worst.
Bad.
What do we call this, Producer Thomas? AI slop? AI slop.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? Like, there are plenty of pictures of me out there.
Estoy hablando, Nuevo Jersey.
It's so bad.
Who approved that?
I don't know.
Is that a whole organization or one person?
So here's the question. Were they mad at me? And they do it on purpose.
No, I think they thought it was good.
You think they thought that was a good picture? Look at me.
Some people don't get it.
When did I pose for that picture? My fingers up. I'm like, I look ridiculous.
And they're like, They probably told AI, generate a picture of Bill Spadia giving like a number one.
They said to AI, Latin him up.
Latin and age him. Make him look old and sick.
Vamos.
Oh my God. Anyway,
no bueno.
Anyway, so Elizabeth has cleaned up my Instagram, so you can follow me at Bill Spadia.
Please tell us how she responds to the text with that picture.
I got an LOL. She did.
That is bad.
I mean, you can't make it
that
up.
Picture.
I'm going to see now. Chris from across the hall is laughing at me. Everyone's laughing.
Call her in. You got to show her this picture.
Yeah, Jen is there.
Come in.
Oh, are they looking at it on YouTube?
Come in.
You see Chris Rollins?
Look at this picture.
Do you see this picture?
Look at this. I want to see it closer.
Go stand next to Bill.
You're kind of fat in that.
No. Look close.
Oh,
look
so
close.
I'm fat. I'm old.
That doesn't look... That this
Jill
is AI
I look
Bill?
Mexican.
This is AI Bill?
I don't... That's AI Bill.
You look better in person than AI.
Thank you, Chris Rollins. I appreciate that. Jen, what do you think?
You look like you were on a bender.
Yes. Like I had a rough weekend. They're like, where's Spadia?
They uglied you up.
Oh my God. So I think I should share it.
You should be offended.
You look like Adam Sandler in the movie Click when he's aged.
When he ages.
Yes.
I'm old Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler in that.
Oh my God. Yes.
I was thinking more like Gomez from the Addams Family.
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know. I would be offended if I were you.
Adam Sandler.
Oh, yeah.
Now I want to collaborate on it and just put it up there and see what people say. Elizabeth will kill me, though. She's
don't do a collab.
She's now, don't accept it. I think it's funny.
I would
funny.
Screenshot it and post it, and then after it's served its purpose, delete it. So it's gone.
A fair point. All right. What do you got going on for this Father's Day? And, Yeah, I'll get. I'm going to share this picture so everybody can see it. Well, I don't know where. I'll put it on the website. That's what we'll do. 1-800-283-101.5 is the number. The time is 7:57. The news is next.
Windows down, opinions up. New Jersey's talking all day. Call 1-800-283-101.5 to join the conversation. New Jersey 101.5.
8:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Parks Casino for sponsoring New Jersey Chime Time every morning, every hour on the show. Eric, you saw that picture that Kathy just shared of the skeleton in her backyard. Well, Kathy, your landscaper determined it was, in fact, a dead fox.
Yeah.
But I think the bones look cool. I think I would have saved the skeleton, the head.
The skull, yeah.
It looks like it's been eaten away.
By something. Yeah.
It looks like turkey buzzards or something like that probably got to it first.
It's almost picked completely clean.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't realize the foxes have those huge front teeth.
Oh, the canines, the incisors,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Bill, I just texted it to you.
The fox, I mean, a fox is a really accomplished predator. I don't know what would have taken that down, or if it
another just, fox maybe,
or you could have gotten hit by a car or whatever. Yeah.
Maybe you got hit by a car. Yeah. You slumped over into your.
Yep. Could be.
Where is it? Where was the
it's
dead
in
animal?
I have a drainage ditch off the side of my house where water drains into an area.
Yeah.
And it was in there, but it's partially hidden by the woods. So I didn't know it was there.
You just smelled it.
Well, we do every spring. We do a cleanup where we just. Yeah. Clean everything back so that it doesn't get blocked.
The smell of a rotting animal is a horrific smell. Ugh. We had in our old house, I mean, this is a couple houses ago, something died in the laundry room.
Ugh.
in between the garage door and the guy said, he's like, look, the smell will go away in about 10 days. He said, if you can endure it, I'll hold this up. If you can endure it, I'm holding the picture up for YouTube, by the way, if you wonder what's happening. Well, then we'll tweet it. So he's like, otherwise we're going to rip the wall out and that's going to cost you who knows how much. So we left it. We just shut the door and I'm like, the smell will go away. And it did.
Yeah, I know in the old days, I don't know if they still do it or not, but I know that my dad's solution, if something died in the wall or something like that, was to open a small hole and dump some lye in there.
Really? Interesting. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if the lye is more toxic.
I was going to say, is that a good idea? I don't know if that's such a good idea.
I mean, that's kind of farm boy solution, so yeah. That's not a recommended procedure. It's not advice.
Don't take that as advice. I would say call a professional. Oh, my God. All right. Other side of traffic and weather, let's talk about your Father's Day plans. What's happening? Or is it two working days till Monday? Who's going to work this weekend? 1-800-283-101.5. 8:12 is the time. Traffic and weather next.
Your news, your state, your station. Get breaking news, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sponsored by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Proud. It's 8:24 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So, Father's Day weekend is here, and I think a lot of people did get an early start to it. We got surprised by all the kids coming home, so we've got Michael and his girlfriend Allie and Elizabeth and Charlie the Butcher home. So we've got a nice weekend ahead. I am very much looking forward to taking some time off. So, we've been going 7 days for many, many months now, but after Saturday morning show, I'm going to come home and decompress for a few days. I'm off on Monday, but I will be back on Tuesday, and we'll have a lot to get to. You know, I just shared a post, if you follow me on X, from Greg Meyer, who's a friend of mine, member of the Assembly. Greg is one of the good guys for sure in the Republican caucus, and he just toured our state prison, one of the state prisons that is old, falling apart, and he said, and it was an important point that he made. He's like, we've got a state prison that is so antiquated and below standards for humans to live in, including having no air conditioning. I mean, you think about that. Like, prison is not supposed to be a place where it's supposed to keep bad guys off of our streets. But the idea that the Democrats want to talk about the conditions of illegal aliens housed at Delaney Hall and then pay no mind to the absolute terrible conditions in our state prisons is the height of hypocrisy. I mean, it's and this is the problem. So, you know, we're talking about this maximum security prison in Trenton. It's 190 years old. They have an officer shortage. Drugs are coming in. As I said, there's no air. So how do the Democrats in New Jersey get away with pointing the finger at Trump and ICE, yet you turn around and anybody incarcerated in New Jersey is not getting even close to that kind of attention? So I do want to ask you, and I'm hoping, and I have Blue Friday coming up, but I want to ask you if you're a corrections officer or family of someone in corrections, how bad are these prisons? Because I always figure when they do these political tours, and I respect Greg Meyer enough to know he's telling the truth, but I'm sure they're hiding the worst of it. It's not like you have access to every single thing. So how bad has it gotten? The job of a corrections officer, I think, is one of the more underappreciated law enforcement jobs out there. So let's show a little appreciation. If you or your family member does that, I'd like to know firsthand, how bad are these prisons? You don't have to give me your real name if you don't want to incur the wrath of the higher-ups. 1-800-283-101.5. 827 is the time. Eric Scott with the news. 3 minutes.
New Jersey 101.5 presents Blue Friday with Bill Spadia.
All right, guys, this is actually a first for Blue Friday. It's the first time we're honoring someone who's not actually a member of law enforcement. But this Friday, we are proud to honor a young woman who clearly has a bright future ahead. Her dad is a long-serving member of the Passaic County Sheriff's Office and publisher for Blue Magazine. The sheriff officer has been in the department for almost 30 years, 27 years, representing the best of New Jersey law enforcement has to offer. And today, we are honoring his daughter, Alyssa. Alyssa Del Valle is an 18-year-old graduating senior at Ramapo High School. She's a singer, songwriter, and performer who's been singing since she was 7. Now, what makes it even more special is that throughout her young career, she's been performing at law enforcement events, singing the national anthem and other patriotic songs, supporting first responders, law enforcement agencies, community events across the country. Also important to note for this young talent, she is a huge New York Knicks fan and was inspired by the championship season to record a new song, Go New York, as a tribute to the energy, pride, and excitement that the team and the fans have brought to our area. I thought it was important today to recognize this rising star because we talk often about the younger generation. And when you've got a young woman who is absolutely passionate about supporting law enforcement, honoring her dad and all the other members of law enforcement, and happens to be a Knicks fan, we thought today was the right day. And she joins me now, Alyssa Del Valle. How are you, Alyssa?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm super proud to have you on and to be able to acknowledge your success. How did you know, like, what were you singing around the dinner table as a little kid? Like, how did you know you had this incredible talent? When did it start?
yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me first. But yes, I always loved music from just the day I just started listening to it. My mom put Rihanna and Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey, and I just fell in love with it.
That is great. I, you know, your dad and mom, they've got to be so proud of you. And I know your dad, Dan, has been serving in law enforcement for almost 30 years. So how did you get your first start singing the national anthem? Was it just that something that your dad was doing? Like, how did you get started?
Yes. He had this really big event at the Fiesta, and he said, "Do you want to sing the national anthem?" And I was like, I was so nervous. I was like, I'd rather just do something else. But he's like, "You should do it." And I did. And it was very nerve wracking, but I felt very confident. And I think I just did that. And I'm glad I did that.
It's an incredible skill to be able to get up in front of people at any level, but to do it and sing your heart out is really remarkable. Do you still get nervous getting on stage every once in a while?
Not as much as I used
Good
to.
For you.
Just like a little bit, but Yeah. That's really it. I don't have to get nervous.
All right. So you're graduating from high school. What's next?
I am going to Drew University. I got almost like a full scholarship. So I'm going to pursue music along the way. And I'm just really grateful and happy.
Wow. That is fantastic. Well, I wish you all the best in your career. Did you go to the parade yesterday?
I did, but it was so packed. I couldn't even get through. We saw the Knicks fans coming out and in, and it was a blessing because they were all just feeling the vibe.
Yeah. You've been a Knicks fan your whole life? Is that your parents Knicks fans?
Yes, my parents, everyone's Knicks fans, and they were just, every single game, they just scream at the TV, and I'm just like, oh, I love this. This is fun. But yeah, I love them.
Did you lose any faith in them on game three when they lost?
No, I thought they were going to come back. They deserved it. New York deserves it. It's been so long since they had their like championship win. I just wanted to hold on to that.
I love it. Well, Alyssa, good luck in college. Really, we're all super proud of you. And on behalf of the station and folks across New Jersey, it's so inspiring to have a young person that loves the country and stands up for law enforcement. And you've got a bright future ahead. Please keep us posted. And when you are performing locally, let us know. I'd love to promote it for you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
So, Alyssa, tell me real quick about this song, because I'm going to play your song. This is your New York song. Just tell me quickly, how long did it take you to write it? This is Go New York is the name of the song.
Yes. Me and my team, we took just a couple of days, and then they said in the studio, just sing it. Just sing the words, and we kind of just did little twists and turns into it, and it was all in one day, and my dad's like, let's just do the music video on one day, so... Everything was a blast, though. We didn't have any really hesitation to it. We just did it. That's what made it become what it is now.
I love it. Well, we're going to play it now. Alyssa, thank you. Tell your dad happy Father's Day, and good luck next year. We are all rooting for you.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. God bless.
All right. You take care. Yep. God bless you, too. That is Alyssa Del Valle, our Blue Friday honoree today. And here is the song, Go New York.
Go New York. Friends. We've been gone for a while, but we never left. It's redemption time, better bring your best. Get up, get up. Holla for the guys from every borough, every city, every boulevard. We don't play around, you play tough. This is the East Coast, we're gonna call you bluff. From Miami to Brooklyn, from the BX to Queens, we represent to the fullest. 8 million stories in one tree. Back in 99, we made our debut. 2020, since we got a lot more to prove. Now we're about a brand new way and stadium, who got the streets on fire, every game now taking us higher and higher. Can I get a holler from the people uptown, from the block to the garden, let me hear that sound. We've been waiting too long and we're taking our shine, and the whole city knows that we're giving all we are. Go.
news when it matters. Breaking updates, traffic, weather, and alerts on the New Jersey 101.5 app. Supported by Hackensack Meridian Health.
Five. Remember, it is Friday, and I'll have my friend Michael Bohl from the New Jersey Veterans Network on a little bit later after the 9 o'clock news, talking about what's happening with veterans. We're having a little bit of a debate over the fox, the dead fox. Jen Ursulou, you're very upset. I get it.
Jen Ursulou is the animal lover in the room.
I love animals. Speaking as someone who has rescued dogs, I believe that not only should we preserve the skull of this dead fox,
no,
but I think we could use it like it could be a can opener. Look at the fangs on it. I would like to leave it on the desk.
It is not coming into the studio.
Open beer with it.
It is not coming into the studio.
If you boil it, it's so. Kathy, where is the head at this point?
Somewhere in the woods.
Let it rest in peace.
To bring you up to speed,
I'm not going into the woods. Yeah.
What's
poor baby?
You know, it's not like the wilderness. You're not going to encounter, tigers and bears.
I'll tell you what. Off air, I'll give you my address. You can go through the woods and get the skull.
But to be fair, this thing has been dead a while because it's bones now.
It's bones.
So.
But
I think that these local vultures and all these little critters that are out there cleaned him, like ate him clean.
Yeah.
They ate everything.
Yeah.
Poor baby.
Yeah. Well, he was a young fox, too.
I wonder how it died. Aw.
Probably, we actually speculated he got hit by a car, slumped his way into the ditch, died, and then got picked apart.
Aw.
So I'm looking at it saying, that is a good-looking skull.
And what did
and I think
your
we, I mean, look at some of the things we have in here. The bowling pin, the bobblehead Chris Christie. Like, we've got a lot of interest in the balloon with my head on it. I just think the skull could prop right here, right on the camera.
The problem is there's poison ivy in there.
All right, I know. It's just
there's a lot of things you have to do. You have to bleach it,
Let me
right?
tell you this. Boil that it. That skull, look, that dead animal looks better than the picture that Barrett Media created for me.
Oh, you look dead and bloated.
Don't
in
I
that
look
thing.
Terrible?
Yeah, you look terrible.
Bloated, like spots on my hands.
Well,
what is that?
I zoomed in on your hands. I said, what's with the liver spots, man?
Actually, Producer Thomas, if you wouldn't mind taking that screenshot and making a poster out of that, because I think that needs, we need to preserve that picture.
They really uglied you up.
Because
the fox skull is better.
It
better
could
teeth.
Be an age projection. Like, that's what I'll look like in 20 years.
You are not going to look like that in 20 years.
My whole face looks like it's
I'm making
sloping.
A bet.
All right. Well, we're gonna put the picture up, and
it
I will compare
terrible.
How, if I'm aging, if that's the progression of my aging.
Do a side-by-side of that and the skull.
Yes.
And who has better teeth?
Who wears it better? 1-800-283-101.5 is my number. 8:56 is the time. Jen Ursulou with your news in a couple minutes.
Spring in New Jersey means real conversations with real New Jerseyans. We're New Jersey 101.5.
9:09 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spady. I want to thank the Bet Parks Online Casino and Sportsbook app for sponsoring New Jersey. Chime time every morning, every hour on the show. Hey, a reminder, Jill Myra is going to be performing at Catch a Rising Star. I think it's the third weekend in July, the 6th, 17th, and 18th. And I'm going to be at Parks Casino Thursday the 16th. Jill Myra, is something going on over there? I see a lot of chaos happening in the production room. What's going on?
If anybody knows where Holy Hildegard is, Mike Brandt.
Mike Brandt's supposed to be here today.
Yeah,
are you saying there's no producer today?
I answered the phone, and so Mike Bohl, I'm talking to him, and I'm like, I have no idea how to put the phone on hold.
That's hilarious.
I asked Jill because I saw
there was no one there. And I'm like, Michael's calling in for our veteran segment.
Well, we're going to get Mike on. Don't worry.
And you acted like you knew, though. It was very impressive. Yeah. You're like, I got it. Don't worry.
I kept saying it was still in use. I'm like, why did she not put him on hold?
Hold on. To be fair, does anybody here, aside from Kathy, know how to put this phone on hold? Because
no.
I don't. Right. None of us do.
Why do you think I asked Jill to answer it? I mean.
Oh, you were trying to throw Jill under the bus.
No, I'm saying. I would have hung up on him. I have no idea how to use this phone.
That's true, Jill. At least you kept him on.
I'm like, okay.
Then we see producer Thomas running frantically.
Listen, Jill did the right thing. She stayed on the line.
She did.
Until we figured out how to do it, because you don't want to disconnect the guy. She did good.
I just plugged your appearance at Catch.
Yes.
Oh, with Gary DeLena.
There's your thank you.
And he'll be on Parks.
17th and 18th, and he'll be, what's his name?
Gary DeLena.
So Gary DeLena is headlining your show at Catch a Rising Star Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
But I'm going to be with him. I'm hosting at Parks Comedy Night. The Conklin Comedy Joe Night, Conklin. Thursday, the 16th of July.
Oh, yeah. So you got all right. You're all awesome. Covered now.
So I can't wait to be back on stage with Parks. Parks is fantastic. I love it. I think it's great. And he's a very funny guy. So it's going to be a great weekend. We're talking about going to see your show.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go.
You're going to do a set too, Bill?
I'm not going to do a set. I want to go to a comedy club and not get on stage.
That's the best.
I'd like going to not host. Can I not work? I'm going to go and not work that
you
night.
You should bring the balloon with your face on it and go up on stage and do a skit with yourself.
I don't even know what to say.
That would be so funny.
You know what I should do? I think I'm going to travel. Oh, hold on. Let me get this. I think I'm going to travel with the Barrett Media picture. Just hold it up.
El Chapo.
Right? My El Chapo. All right. Can we talk about New Jersey veterans real quick?
Please.
Michael Bohl, good to have you back, my friend. Semper Fi.
Good morning. Semper Fi. A little excitement this morning, but I think they got me through.
We got you through. Yeah, you know, sometimes people just, we're like, the station will run itself. Anyway, how are you doing, man?
Everything's great. We really have some cool things coming up.
Yeah, tell me what's happening.
Some legislation. I'll go over what's coming up. We have a pig roast Saturday the 27th. That's hosted by our friends at the American Legion 261 in Piscataway.
I see $30 a person. And you call 732-752-9756 Saturday, June 27th, 1 to 5. That's fantastic. What else you got?
Right. And then the surf camp has been started. We actually worked with them last year.
Yeah.
They're part, it's a bridge vet, and they do a great job. It's out in Brigantine, and they are hosting their first one, and they'll be doing another one. That's Saturday the 27th.
In Brigantine.
That'll be from in Brigantine, yeah. They're going to be doing a few of those. So we're going to be working alongside with them. They surf and we do claims, so it kind of works out together.
Love it. What else you got?
And we got a food truck festival with our friends from South River. South River is a very aggressive VFW. They do a lot of great things, and the town has always backed them. And they got a food festival on June 28th from 1 to 6 p.m. at their building on Reed Street.
And you know, this, Michael, just say this, that the website, the organization, New Jersey Veterans Network, it's njvn.org. If you are a veteran and you need help with anything, if you're in New Jersey, you're one of us. We want to help you if you need it. It doesn't have to be, dealing with trauma. It could be, but it could be you need legal advice. You need advice on help with a real estate transaction, anything. Call the crisis hotline and we'll get you the help you need. 973-332-1556. Michael, in the last 45 seconds, give me an update. What is Congress up to with the full retirement and disability benefits for combat vets?
So what's happening is they're trying to pass the Richard Starr Act, which would actually give combat veterans full pay as if they did 20 years after retirement. However, they're juggling around another bill. They're trying to offset the costs with tinnitus and sleep apnea, which are two big conditions that veterans have submitted over the years. They're trying to downplay both of those conditions and say that they'll save money to pay for the Richard Starr Act.
Well,
so
listen,
we've been fighting that pretty
Michael,
bad.
We got to send hundreds of billions of dollars overseas. I mean, Zelensky needs his check. You know, we can't take care of our veterans. We've got foreign governments we got to prop up. Unbelievable.
Well, that's exactly the problem, is that, you know, when you see stuff like that, you're like, well, you have no problem taking care of others. And then the veterans don't fight, Bill. They don't organize. They don't hit the streets. You know, these are the people who fought for our country. They just get used to being treated poorly. And that's why a lot of them just say, oh, well, just another thing you're taking away from us.
This is why I am proud to be on this board with you. And I so appreciate you opening the door for me to help out, because this is It's unacceptable. You don't offset veteran health care costs to accommodate a combat veteran in his full retirement. It's outrageous. I'm so aggravated by this. So let's do this, Michael. Let's talk about this more next week when we know they're going to be in session and start giving out phone numbers, because I think we need to apply the pressure. I'm going to ask Congressman Jeff Van Drew if he'll come on and talk about this. My guess is he's in the same boat that we are, saying this is unfair. There's no reason to offset these costs. Why don't we take $1 billion from Ukraine, maybe $1 billion from the Middle East, maybe that, and fund this because it's appropriate. All right, anyway, got to jump, Michael. Veteran Crisis Hotline is 973-332-1556. Happy Father's Day to you and all the dad vets out there. Michael, really, we appreciate you. Let's talk about this again next week.
Absolutely. Semper Fi, my brother. Have a great weekend.
Yeah,
as well.
You too. Thank Semper Fi, man. All right, everybody else hang in there. Peter, I'll get to you. What time is it? 9:16. Let's do Fast Traffic Instant Weather next.
Big Joe Henry is bringing you Jersey's biggest hits and biggest laughs every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 3. Plus traffic, weather, and all the fun only Big Joe can deliver. Big Joe Henry, weekends on New Jersey 101.5.
Morristown 69, Cherry Hill 72, and Parsippany 70 degrees. Fast traffic instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. All right, let's jump right back in. Art in Edison has something to share. What do you got for us, Art?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Just backing up into a conversation I heard Eric and you having earlier today about how the people in Middle Eastern countries, you know, have a certain way of lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And just to support your conversation before, I was glad to hear you come back to that, to make those comments about, you know, this is all they know. And verify for other people that what you were saying is accurate. My son was an Army Ranger, and he was deployed to Afghanistan over a course of 10 years for about 3 years of total time in country.
Wow.
And what he experienced when he first got there was, you know, total fear on these people's part if they saw American troops, if they saw a helicopter, anything like that. They were indoctrinated to believe that we were there to harm them take over their country. Then in the later deployments that he was there, he was actually training Afghan army personnel. He's a weapons expert. He was helping them understand the use of the equipment that we were giving them to establish their own army.
Wow.
And it got to the point where they understood what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
These people were inviting him to their homes for dinner.
No kidding.
And
I believe it. And this is the thing that I think America needs an education on things like this. And I think we ought to be talking to more of our veterans about what they experienced. But to your point and our point earlier, the debacle over the years and then the horrible withdrawal out of Kabul and everything we did, you know, we act against our own interests. And then it's like we sweep it under the rug and we pretend it never happened. And then we move on. And right now we're in the next war. And you tell me what are our goals? If our stated goals weren't even accomplished, then what the hell are we doing? All right, man, I got to jump. Art, happy Father's Day to you. I appreciate.
Yeah, but just quickly, my son was so upset when that happened.
Of course.
He's like, we left these people out to hang to dry.
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what happened. After getting their trust over years, and then boom, we pull the rug out from under them. Thank you, Art. Appreciate you. Have a great one. Peter Brown in Central Jersey. What's going on, Peter?
Bill, a lot's going on. You're bringing up a lot of stuff today. My office is downtown at the World Trade Center. So this week, a lot has been going on, and I want to give appreciation out to the New York and New Jersey Port Authority Police and New Jersey Transit Police. This week they had to deal with the World Cup and then the parade downtown. And being downtown, you can't get nothing but an emotional. The work that these guys do, not just keeping the place orderly, they're professional. They listen and it gives you a sense of confidence and pride. In our not just law enforcement, but even our fire department, our public works. I have pictures I'm going to share with you that is what America is about. Not about the politicians. It's about your mom and dad out there serving the public. And it was just like beautiful. That's all I can express.
Peter, I love it. And look, I know you know it firsthand. I mean, not only as a dad, but as a former elected official dealing with cops and managing them and working with them. And you know what they go through on a daily basis. And now that you're in Manhattan full time, it's what the guys do. And I'm glad you brought up the Port Authority because you're right. Their job, not easy with between the Knicks parade and the World Cup and just the chaos of a normal summer in New York City. So God bless those guys. Very appropriate for Blue Friday. Peter, I've got to jump. I appreciate you. Send me a note and send me those pictures because I'd like to get, I'd like to write it up and get it on our website. And I will see you soon in New York City. It is 9:27. Jen Ursula with your news next. 9:37 on New Jersey 101.5. Good morning. I am Bill Spadia. So it's...
you almost announced weather.
I almost went you to did. Weather. Did you notice that? I thought about
yourself.
It. I did. I stopped. You noticed the pause.
I did.
So,
it's understandable.
So here's the good news. We now have somebody...
Dog.
Answering the phones.
Yes.
We're almost out of time, though, but anyway, at least somebody showed up to answer the phones. I can't believe that with the four of us here, none of us know how to answer the phone.
No.
I was afraid to pick it up. I picked it up.
And I was glad you did.
Oh, and by the way, when I first picked it up, I'm like, hello, New Jersey.
You didn't even know what to say.
No, they weren't talking back. And then I realized, there's another button. So I'm like, I might as well hit that. What could go wrong?
And don't learn how to do it, because then they'll ask us to do it. I don't want to do it.
I am publicly stating we do not know how to do it, so that's it.
Leave it alone.
So listen, I told you this earlier, Jill, and Kathy's looking at me like I'm crazy, but I had mentioned this. I kept a confidential travel plan. Confidential.
You kept the
for like 6 weeks.
How did you do that?
You've kept some secrets.
There's pretty impressive, other secrets. Right? Yeah. Kind of impressive.
You've got other secrets.
I'm just saying.
Too.
So are you revealing this now?
Well, it's already happened. Charlie's here, and so the whole family is together.
No, not
so nobody
this.
Told.
Oh, you're Charlie. Charlie
our Charlie, yes.
Charlie
not this
butcher.
Charlie here. Charlie the Butcher. Not Charlie, the guy that was supposed to answer the phones this morning.
Charlie
Here's
the
Here's a big secret. He didn't show up today.
Oh, my God.
So that's Charlie, no longer a secret.
Charlie the Butcher's here.
So all the kids are together.
Here.
Yeah, so
now,
Michael flew in, I think, Thursday with his girlfriend, Allie. So they're at the house.
Yeah.
Elizabeth was here working in New York.
Right.
And the surprise was that Charlie booked a flight,
so
and he joined us.
You even,
we didn't tell Jody.
Oh,
so he surprised her yesterday.
And did Elizabeth know he was coming?
Yeah, everybody
knew but Jody.
Everybody knew but Jody.
The surprise was for Jody.
He did such a good job keeping it a secret. When I asked him the other day, I said, oh, and Charlie? And you said no.
I said no.
You even
Charlie's
lied to
not
me.
There.
I'm not
I did.
Lied, but you
it's
even kept
he
it.
Is that a lie? Does that count as a lie?
No, it's not a lie.
But you,
no.
But you kept it for me. That's
it's because we talked to Jody. We talked to Jody.
Yes, so, I was concerned.
See, that's the
I
difference.
Didn't want to let it out. Wow. And what happens if you slip?
One of these guys would have
Here's
spilled
why,
it.
Here's why, because I'm an idiot. I was texting. I was texting a friend, and I'm like, I have to work one night that we have a dinner plan. I'm like, hey. The kids surprise us, they're all home, and I started listening, and I'm reading the text out loud to
out
Jody.
Loud, almost
and I'm like,
gave it away.
Because I said it, I'm like, and Charlie the Butcher. And I'm like, wait, hold on, Charlie's not coming, stupid me.
Oh, so you covered your tracks.
I covered.
Look at you.
Elizabeth gave me like I get the death stare.
Oh, sure,
like, don't blow it, it's a nice surprise.
And there was another time you almost blew it. Wasn't there? Didn't you say it was more than one?
There were three or four.
So there were three or four. Jody surprised. That's
she
the
was
big
surprised and thrilled.
Of course,
we're all together.
And shocked.
This is the first
probably.
Time everybody is together.
She was probably shocked. You kept it too.
She was shocked. There's a video. I will share it.
I'm so excited.
There's a video. It's great.
So everybody's here till when now?
Monday.
For Father's
awesome.
Day.
So that's why I took. So I'm off now.
For
Saturday
Father's
night,
Day, right.
Sunday, and Monday.
Cool.
Which is nice. So that's Father's Day.
Because there you go.
As a mom. Herding, it's like herding cats trying to get your family together.
Yeah.
When they especially get to a certain when airfare is involved. It's not like they live in New Jersey.
Right.
Michael and Allie are in San Diego, Charlie and Elizabeth
in
London.
London.
I mean, it's a Herculean effort to get everybody together.
It's hard. I have two of them around the corner and then
you can't get them together.
Right. That's the point. They're close and she can't get them together. So now think about that. Yeah, so this is super cool. That's
so, right. So we're seven now. For the weekend because Jody's mom is back. She was she was away. So everybody's there.
Oh, so do you have big plans or it's just really just hanging out?
No
just
plans.
Hanging
I bought
out.
Ribs. honestly, my
that
big
Charlie's
plan.
Charlie's going to cook.
That Charlie's going to cook, I'm sure. which everybody will be happy that he does it and not me.
Right.
my big plan is to put my cell phone in my office on Sunday.
He's going to be a Luddite.
Ooh, I am going to be a total Luddite. Like, total not Luddite. Even the flip phone. I just, and that's it. No communication whatsoever.
So you're going
whatsoever.
Cabin in the woods, no
basically,
phone.
Basically, yes. Yeah. I'm practicing for my retirement someday.
Off the grid.
Mm. Off the grid?
Off the grid.
How long do you think I think I can do it. Two days.
You'll be taught.
I don't know about that.
I'm so sick of the
phone. I'm going to text you Sunday. Just
it's a test. Just a test.
You're going to be like, hey, Grok. Hey, Grok. Oh.
We should all blow up his phone Sunday and see if he's like, I got to answer it.
You know, I was like that years ago. Yeah. I am now, I find the phone annoying. I find social media annoying.
All right.
Yeah.
I really do. I'm sick of it.
But I need it for reference. Over it. I told you yesterday with my.
Well, didn't you fire Grok?
Because, yeah, but.
You got mad at her.
Well, I had another one. I have, yeah, because ChatGPT was more effective. But I don't know how you get along in your house. Like last night, I'm asking Alexa about.
Oh, that's right. You have a tongue, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You have Siri.
I'm nutrition
Siri. And yeah.
Kathy, you don't, do you?
No.
No, I find it like a total privacy invasion. I realize.
I need it.
They're probably listening through our phones anyway.
How do you get information? You just remember things?
I think of it.
Wow.
Years of reading.
What do you do?
Oh,
use your
God.
Brain?
No, I use my, I mean.
That thing between your ears?
I have the Grok app. And I just ask it questions.
Right. So don't you miss that when you're not near your phone?
No, there's no question I need to have answered. If I
wait,
literally,
there's
on a,
no question.
I don't.
No question
I will this have second. Zero questions.
Yeah.
I want to detach from
if
all
you
the nonsense.
Saw, if you can do it, I'll be impressed. Yeah.
If you saw this man, if you watched the YouTube of us in the morning, Bill is on his phone a lot.
I know you're on it constantly. So how do you hate it? I don't understand.
I have to be. It's for work. I'm tweeting. I'm posting on Instagram. Yeah. I'm responding to text. You hear the ping. It blows up. It's constant.
Yeah.
So that's why.
What if work is trying to get in touch with you this weekend and you don't answer?
Yeah, I'm not around. Oh, I'm letting them know
look
right
at
now.
You.
I'm letting them know right now.
Look
don't even
you.
Try me on Sunday
wow.
and Monday. How about
family
that?
Time.
Worst
time.
Case. Yeah, you need to detach. But I find with the phone, you have to physically put it away.
You have to. And
absolutely.
turn the ringer off. You can't have it because otherwise you'll hear the pinging and
I
all
mean,
that.
This is the first time we are all together.
Everybody
so
that matters
I'm
in your
taking
life is
full advantage
when?
Of that.
It's not like you're going to get
first
a call
time.
From Elizabeth.
Elizabeth and Charlie are meeting Allie for the first time. So this is so for this group, this is and we haven't seen, I mean, we were in London, but Michael wasn't there.
Right. You were in San Diego and Elizabeth wasn't there.
Right.
I think you need to bust out the prep a pizza.
I was going to do it yesterday.
I think you got to do it.
I think maybe I should
prep a
enlist
pizza.
Some help on the prep a pizza. What do you think?
Pizza.
Jill looks disappointed.
I say
you have
it's your don't cook. Let other people cook for you. You're the dad.
The beauty of this
you're
is,
the patriarch.
Yeah, you know, I like to cook. I find it therapeutic.
All right.
The prep of pizza is a pain, though.
That's
let me tell
what
you
I'm
something.
Saying. And
Charlie
I think somebody,
loves to cook.
You know what I'm hoping? I'm hoping they're listening right now, and somebody's got the bags of prep of pizza coming out of the cabinet, and they'll be the poolish.
Chores.
The poolish will be made before
the
I get home.
Poolish. Why don't you just make them clean out the garage? My goodness.
No, the garage is super clean.
All right. Well, whatever. Do yard
I'm just
work.
Saying.
I'm just saying.
It's 9:45. Happy Father's Day
oh my
for
God.
Everybody.
Yay.
All right, 9:45. Fast traffic and weather next.
Live personalities, local insights, and traffic and weather updates every 15 minutes. Stay connected with New Jersey 101.5.
Guys, I am Bill Spadia, and I have to get out of here. Our time has run out. But listen, I want you to have an absolutely outstanding weekend. For all the dads out there, happy Father's Day. Enjoy it. Make sure that you get the most out of this weekend. I hope everybody enjoys it, enjoys the weather, and I will be back. Remember, I'm off on Monday, so I will see you all 6 a.m. Tuesday.